just have to see how the weekend bears out. Then hopefully summer is in full swing. We're chatting today to an actress who needs no introduction, and that's Gaynor Young. Gaynor, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Edward. It's really good to be here.
It's such a pleasure having you on the show because I remember reading the headlines, and you can tell our listeners in greater detail, but you're a very promising actress many years ago. I think about 20 years ago, if I'm not mistaken.
No, you know what? It was 1989, so that this year, in actual fact, it makes it 25 years.
25 years.
I know.
Not often an actress wants to add 5 years to her, but thank you for that. You become such an...
Edward, were you born then?
I'm not going to say when I was born. Let's just say I could read the newspapers. I remember you're a very promising actress. Everybody had great expectations for you.
Yeah.
And literally, instead of having a claim to fame, you had a fall to fame, which is what you wrote your book about.
Yes.
And you've become an inspirational speaker and a motivational speaker. So first of all, tell us, our listeners, the full extent of your injuries and how you recovered.
Yeah. And Edward, I fell 18 meters. And when I came to, I discovered that I was totally deaf in, well, I had no hearing whatsoever in my left ear, and in my right ear, I had less than 2%. I only had 40% of my vision left. I was totally static all the way down my right-hand side. So it was a very big change and a massive bit of adaptability which I had to call upon. But over the years, I have managed to improve vastly. I mean, they didn't ever think that I would live. And here I am living this totally independent life, and I am loving it, which is wonderful.
Well, this is what I think is so incredible about you is, I mean, if your accident had happened to me, trust me, I'd been a very bitter and resentful person. Hmm. I think I'm already a very bitter and resentful person. So to have to overcome everything that you overcame, where do you find your optimism?
Edward, for a good few years after my accident, I was very angry and I was very bitter. But then finally, I asked God to help me with this bitterness, and in actual fact, that bitterness fell away so that I was able to forgive the whole process which was my fall, okay, and also forgive myself for being this angry, bitter, awful person to be around. And then I was able to stand back and say, hey, Gaynor, you know what? You are still alive. Look at the wonderful things around you, that the fact that you can still see, you can still hear, you can taste, you can smell. And then I was able to look at this wonderful thing that we have got called life, and I was able to say, hey, aren't I lucky to be given a second chance at living? And that Edward, is what I believe I've been given. I've been given a second chance.
Gaynor, what you say is just so inspirational, and I take my hat off to you. I had an accident in 2001 where I broke my neck in a couple of places. Oh. I shattered my skull. I burst both my eardrums, etc., etc., and fortunately, I actually suffered no ill consequences from that, lastingly. But I thought of you at that time and people like you who had been through a lot worse. And as you say, that bitterness can actually overshadow you, but you managed to overcome that. So my question to you as well is, because a lot of times when we have things like this happen to us, the question always, one of the biggest questions is, why me? Which is, you know, something that I think everybody goes through. But for you personally, what do you think was the biggest gift that came out of this?
Do you know what I always use the question, right up until, in actual fact, about two weeks ago, was, why did God allow my accident to happen? And 2 weeks ago, I met this girl, this teacher, who said to me, oh, Gaynor, you were my biggest inspiration, because she said I was due to go in for brain surgery, and she said I was petrified, and she said I heard you speak, and she said I went in for that brain surgery in a week's time, totally calm, because I'd heard you speak, and she said thank you for that. And I thought to myself, gosh, I mustn't say why did God allow this accident to happen to me, but rather, gosh, why did God allow me to live? And there is my answer, because I'm able, stupidly enough, to be an inspiration to people, which is wonderful. And the fact that I just love living, you know.
I can actually hear it in your voice. And just as I was about to say that, when you started laughing, I thought, yes, you're not just doing this as a celebrity trip to try and get publicity or sympathy, but you can actually hear it. It's like you really do own your life, and you really do take responsibility, and you've actually found a way to find the silver lining. I know it sounds like a cliche.
Yeah, I know. But, Edward, that is not to say that I don't have those days where I'm hot full, but on the other hand, people that live normal lives get days where they're cut full. Do you know what I mean? That is part of living. And do you know what I love about life? It's the fact that life is made up of ups and downs, both of them together. That is what makes life so damn exciting.
Exactly. You couldn't appreciate the good without the bad. And if everything was always good, you'd eventually, I think, get bored about it.
Absolutely. I mean, you know what? I have my doubts about whether heaven is so nice, because imagine living in a place where you've got total bliss all the time. It would be so boring.
I want to ask you is, what do you do career-wise at the moment? In addition, I know you've written a book, you've done one-act plays, and you're also doing motivational talks, and people can go onto your website to get your contact details and see everything that you're doing. But for somebody who describes herself as being spastic down one side, deaf, slightly brain damaged, all these horrific injuries that are just compounding each other, you have been one of the most difficult women to track down, because when we were originally trying to interview you, you're in London, then you're in George, then I think you're in Durban. Where are you at the moment?
I'm sitting in my little study in George, quite happily.
You do a fair amount of travelling. It's staggering. What all do you actually do?
Do you know what I do is, because for the past 15 months, I have been writing my blog, and okay, I write a blog every Friday, so that is one blog a week, which for normal people is quite easy, because anybody can write a page during a week. But for me, it does not come so easily, because I have to get my mind, it works slower than normal people. So that is what I do now, is I write a blog a week, which is the most wonderful thing, because it keeps my mind working, and that is a good thing. And do you know what? I was just thinking today, I was standing at the gate waiting for my lift to go to Pilates, and I looked up, and there opposite me was this beautiful, beautiful oak tree, and at the top of the oak tree, at the very topmost point, was sitting this wonderful, ordinary, it looked like just an ordinary, like, pigeon or something, but it was right at the top of the oak tree and was looking, it seemed to be looking directly at me. And I thought, oh, that is something to write my blog about. And do you know what I mean? I mean, I write my blogs about all sorts of things. I mean, I wrote it about Maranzela. I was also given a tour around the Stedin Gallery when they were having an exhibition by Dr. Fred. And so all of these different kinds of subjects, they make up my blog. And in actual fact, I'm saying to both of you, won't you please read my blog on Friday, okay?
I will definitely. I was going to say, I've been reading your blog, and I always find it very uplifting and poetic. It is one thing that I'd recommend to our listeners to actually do is to go on to, and your blog is called Ear Ear Blog. It is Ear Ear Hair. It's supposed to be like Hear Ear. earearblog.com, and you can read all about Gaynor's fall to fame and rise to triumph. Plus, they can actually also buy a copy of your book, Your Plunge to Fame.
Right.
I see that's only available in South Africa, not available internationally. How come is that, by the way?
I don't know. That is a problem. Now, do you know what? Because the shops, I mean, it was published in 2000, so now the shops have stopped supplying it. If people want it, they can easily notify me, and then I can post them. My book cost 130 rand, and then I would just add on a certain amount for the postage. But they can speak to me about it on my blog, or else they can email me, and then I can get them a copy, because I have some copies here.
Do you know what I'd suggest that you do as well is create a digital version of your book, an ebook,
yeah,
and also list it on Amazon, because then people can actually buy it internationally, and
yeah,
they can actually buy it online, read it on their Kindles. What else do you read things on?
I know, yeah.
You are
totally right. And we're busy at the moment. We've got somebody typing it out at the moment, because we are very keen to get it put on the Kindle.
Excellent.
That's wonderful, Gaynor, because at the end of the day, your story...
Wait. I missed that. Say that again.
I said that would be fantastic, Gaynor, because at the end of the day, your story transcends all boundaries. So it has to be... made available to people all over the world, so they can share your story, and you can carry on inspiring people 25 years after your incident, you know.
Thank you. And do you know what? I'm so sorry. What is your name?
It's Laura Gaynor.
Hi there. Okay. Yes. You are right. And I spoke to my very good friend B just about this. So we have asked a person to begin typing it out, and we are very keen to get it onto Kindle. So, yes, that is something which we will definitely organize.
I actually look forward to actually seeing it being available online. Before we say goodbye, you're quite prolific on social media. Now, I've been following you on Facebook and Twitter. Won't you please tell our listeners all the places where they can find you online?
I am on Twitter, and then I am on my ear blog, okay, which is my blog. It's earearblog.com, okay.
Say that again, please.
Earearblog.
You sound like you're a singer as well as an actress.
Say that again.
Now, say you sound like you could have been a singer as well as an actress. You got a beautifully musical voice. What I'm going to do...
I know, but don't you think that is a wonderful name? Because of my 2 years, but also, you know?
Exactly. I am going to share all of your contact details and social media details on my blog, which is now... I've just forgotten what it's called, jerseystyle.co.za. I'll also share it to my Twitter handle, @TheWordOfEd. You'll see Gaynor and myself have been following and tweeting at each other quite prolifically. And then also, I will share it onto my Facebook page, Edward Chamberlain Bell. And on that note, Gaynor, we're going to have to thank you so much for joining us. We hope to have you in studio the next time you're up in Johannesburg. And hopefully we get to meet each other soon.
Right. Well, I look forward to meeting both of you, chaps. So maybe sometime in the future, okay?
We look forward to it.
I look forward to it.
And thank you so much.
My pleasure. And with that, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Stay in this winter with great savings from Pick n Pay. Get 1 litre assorted series 100% fruit juice blend for R13.90. Buy any 4 assorted 73-gram Maggi 2-minute noodles for R11.